CAFOD's statement from August 28th called on MPs in the UK not to rush into supporting military action in Syria. Given the result of yesterday's vote, it looks like military intervention has been avoided, at least for the moment. Do you think this is a significant step? Do you think it really can pave the way to a political rather than military solution?
Well, we welcome the fact that MPs didn't rush into endorsing military action, and we're continuing to call for world leaders to bring all parties to peace talks in Geneva, because like everyone else, we were shocked by the images of chemical weapons in Damascus last week, and we understood why governments wanted to do something, but it's such a complex situation, and our partners on the ground have been warning that military action isn't going to help to bring about an end to the war.
As you say, CAFOD is calling on international leaders to promote peace through dialogue, through diplomacy. So how do you think this can be achieved?
We're primarily a humanitarian organisation, so our kind of priority is to respond to the needs on the ground. But our partners in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan all think that governments can do more to push for this peace conference in Geneva. It's been talked about for a long time now, but really governments have got to step up and get all parties around the table and try and get diplomacy and dialogue and work towards a negotiated settlement.
CAFOD's statement talks about the humanitarian aid it's delivering to Syria right now. Can you tell us a bit more about CAFOD's work on the ground?
We're working in Syria itself with church partners. Unfortunately, we can't name those partners because the situation is incredibly sensitive and a lot of them are risking their lives to deliver aid across the battle line. But they're providing things like food, shelter, healthcare, blankets and clothes, and crucially, counselling for vulnerable children, because a lot of children have been extremely traumatised by seeing members of their family killed or their homes destroyed. And so that kind of psychological side of this conflict is really important as well.
I know CAFOD is also working to support refugees who fled from Syria into Jordan and Lebanon and Turkey. Can you tell us a bit more about your work there as well?
I was actually in Lebanon last month seeing some of the work, and the situation's just dire, really. I mean, it's a country of a population of about 4 million, and according to the Lebanese government, there are now 1.5 million refugees. So, I mean, it's completely overwhelming, and there are refugees sleeping in the open air, in cow sheds, in half-built and derelict buildings. And I met a 15-year-old boy called Hassam, who was sharing a cow shed with about 30 other people living in desperate conditions, really. And what CAFOD's providing for him was food, clean water, mattresses, healthcare, and trying to help him find somewhere better to stay. But what he told me he wanted more than anything else was to go back to school and have a normal life. And I asked him what he'd do if he was a world leader and he could sort of change the world. And he'd said he'd make people in Syria stop fighting and talk to each other. And really, that's our message at the moment. The scale of the needs on the ground is absolutely overwhelming. And the aid workers we're working with and across the Caritas network are working extremely hard, doing an amazing job, but they do need support. So if your listeners are able to donate money to any of the Caritas agencies working in Syria or to CAFOD, it would be incredibly valuable.